TransCanada will develop a natural gas pipeline to North American markets. The Senate today approved the bill authorizing the Palin administration to sign the license awarded under the terms the legislature passed last year. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The outcome of the Senate vote was not seriously questioned, as 59 days of consideration and legislative hearings across the state came down to Senate President Lida Green's announcing the only unknown detail, the final count.
Secretary, record the vote and tally the vote.
14 yeas, 5 nays.
And so House Bill 3001, effective date failed, has passed the Senate.
During a lengthy final debate, Anchorage Democrat Bill Wilikowski reminded members that their vote was a choice between action and the status quo that hasn't worked yet. He said favoring the pipeline license by voting yes will let the state take control of its own destiny.
If we vote no, where does that leave us? That leaves us right back where we were, right back negotiating with the same people who want huge concessions from us. I'm not willing to do that.
Sitka Republican Bert Stedman said the supporters of the project want it too much, and this project makes a fundamental error. The state will no longer be able to adapt as conditions and the market change.
The market is going to move this line forward. My concern is this license is going to tie the state of Alaska's hands. We're going to be unable to respond. We're going to have to rely on our, quote, partner, TransCanada, which is a good company, but their interests is their shareholders. Our interest is our constituents. They are not the same.
MatSU's Charlie Huggins reminded members that the license being signed will only see the project through the federal certification process. He said there's no obligation to actually build a gas pipeline.
And I will go on beyond the no construction commitment. There's not even a commitment to move a shovel of dirt. Just to go get a piece of paper, a certificate. And I just remind us of that.
The license gives up to $500 million to TransCanada to meet its licensing requirements. It sets deadlines for getting the work done. It requires that gas is made available to Alaska customers, and it assures space will be made available to new explorers and pipeline companies that will expand the resource. The main argument against it is that the pipeline company does not bring any gas to put in the line. That comes from the competing Denali pipeline project owned by ConocoPhillips and BP. They hold leases for known gas reserves. Hollis French of Anchorage says that's irrelevant. Last year's legislation did not make gas holdings a requirement for the job.
Nobody who's about to vote here today thinks that only the producers can build the pipeline. That cannot be right. We know the producers have to sell their gas into an economic project. We know they can't warehouse their gas.
The bill goes next to Governor Palin. In remarks after the Senate vote, the governor said that as soon as the license is signed, TransCanada will begin its field work for the project, and negotiations will begin with companies that have access to gas for shipment. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.